For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Pretty special moment this morning in my household, and I think a lot of households
special.
A lot of households will have moments like this. Graduation of sorts, I think you could say. We've had some fish for about a year and a half. Started as 10. Quickly, within 2 or 3 months, we were down to two, two guppies. Robbie and Globby, our son Jack, who's better than three, named them. And Robbie and Globby this morning, because we're moving house this week, there's not going to be much room for a fish tank, unfortunately. So Robbie and Globby were given the prestigious honour of being released into the wild this morning with my son and I. And yeah, it's really shaken the household.
It really has. You came in this morning looking a little bit unwell, which was a great surprise to me. And I think anyone listening, because you have talked about these two fish on the show multiple times.
Yep.
And have been extremely explicit in saying that you want them out, you want them gone.
No, it's not that I want them gone. It's if they went like the other fish, I wouldn't have been devastated. But so the thing with these guppies is they would thrive on the bones of their fallen friends.
It's interesting, different language you're using now. If we were to rewind the clock and how you spoke about them previously, I certainly wouldn't have thought this was a graduation. I would have thought today, well, would have been a celebration of some sort when you came to work.
It's not the reaping, if that's what you're suggesting.
But you've had watery eyes all day, concerned about this situation, which I just think is a backflip from you.
Well, the fish have been, it's been a lot, and these fish just refuse to die. Not that I'm trying to do anything. It's just I haven't been actively seeking their best welfare. Yep. But I said to my son, I was like, hey, we're moving this Friday, you know, the new house. We can't take the fish. And they're so big now, it would be pretty unkind to keep the fish in this fish tank. So we're going to release them into the creek.
The creek.
They're freshwater fish into the creek where they'll go and they will continue to live and swim and be great friends. And I told this to my son, and he was like, I don't want to say goodbye to Robbie and Globby, Dad. And I was like, well, you don't.
I'll learn how to clean the tank, son, because Dad is sick of it.
And it has been a reflective morning for myself, where like we went and we took the fish and we released them and they swam off into the creek and thriving now. Like there'll be so much for them to eat. They'll end up being on River Monsters, an episode of that TV show soon, because they'll be so big.
Brother, you're kidding yourself. You know what's happened. They've said you've.
No. They're alive, Lauren.
I don't think they are. I'm sorry to say. No, it's been a few hours, and I think they've been in the cold, cold creek. And I think you need to check in with yourself in an honest way and look back at how you behaved for the last 10 months. There's not one person listening right now that is surprised that this is the demise of the fish in the end. Sorry to say it.
Dude. It's been quite a morning for the family.
And these fish,
and I need you. I need you. I don't often say that. I need you to say to me, yes, those fish are going not only to gonna continue to live, but they are going to thrive in their new environment since I've released them to the wild. I'm a modern-day Steve Irwin. I'm getting captured animals and I'm taking them back out to the wild.
It's quite the spin.
I need you to understand that.
You need me to lie to you.
No. Because I said to my son, we'll come back here and we'll visit the creek and we'll...
You won't find them. You might find them. No. Floating. Okay. Look me in the eye. Mate, what I can say is you've made the right choice.
That doesn't make me feel good. Because you're implying that I've gone away and like, you know, they're sleeping with the fishes.
You wanted the fish gone and they're gone. But I will say,
off to a better graduation.
They're having a great time.
They've been promoted to a creek. From a fish tank to a creek is a great promotion for a fish. The ocean was what's calling next, but they're freshwater fish. I thought that might have been a shock to the system. So Sorry. I think we all agree. I think we all agree it's great for the fish.
I was going to say sorry for your loss. It's not your loss.
Loss to the household, yep. Yes, because they're no longer in the house because we've set the fish free.
All right.
Release them into the wild.
Yep, they're fine. Good on you.
Yep, thank you. Modern day eco warrior.
Tim and Davo. Look, may the odds ever be in your favour when it comes to dating. As we know, it is the Hunger Games out there.
Yeah.
And I did not volunteer as tribute, as I like to say.
Yes.
But there is something that I think a lot of women mainly do when they are dating. What are you giggling at over there?
You tried to do the Hunger Games whistle and you bailed out after the first.
Yeah, because I didn't want to breathe in people's ears. And yeah, Mike etiquette.
Oh.
Did they not teach you that?
I didn't go to school.
But yeah, there's something that women do in particular when they are dating, and it's we won't give the person that we're dating their government name until we're ready.
Oh.
We will look and give men their nicknames before. So when we're talking to our friends,
right,
we give them a reference point, but we don't tell them their name.
That's so funny, because when you've spoken to me about some dates that you've been on, you've also never just been like, oh yeah, Dale or Brendan. I don't know why I've picked them.
Yeah. Dale and Brendan.
70-year-old men's name ever. But yeah, they've all had nicknames.
Yeah, so I thought we could just have a chat about this. And I'll go through some of the nicknames that I've had for people. And yeah. Some of them are just explanatory, is like, you know, descriptive of them. But some of them have a deeper meaning.
Yeah.
So first of all, I've got like a hot bogan, right? Hot bogan.
I miss hot bogan.
Yeah, hot bogan was pretty self-explanatory. He was a bit of a bogan, bit hot, yeah. You know?
That was a simple one where we were connected A to B there.
Yeah, another like one, another one. Easy one, emo boy.
Emo boy is my favorite. I really like emo boy. I actually genuinely, if you said to him, I'll give you $1 million, if you can tell me what emo boy's name is, I would actually have no idea what it is. I would lose that money.
No, and I don't really know either. Like often this is the problem, is that you give them the nickname so much and then you forget that they've actually got a government name.
Because like when you're talking about about emo boy to mates, you're just going, yes, I was chatting to emo boy, yep, or I saw emo boy, blah, blah, blah. And they're just like, oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
I like this.
Another one, the tugboat captain.
That's a sad one.
Yeah, that's got a crazy story.
Well, that was his job.
Yep.
There's literally nothing else small about him. So.
Shut up. It was a mini tugboat.
Yes.
The another one I have here is the tall glass of milk.
Oh.
Now, this was a man that had an expiry date.
Oh, you're evil. So and from the get-go, you knew that this thing had a shelf life.
He was tall and, yeah, had an expiry date.
Best before.
And then the last one that I had was called the ferry, and that was because the ship had sailed, but the ferry came back.
Oh. So it's like, I'll catch the ferry, but I'm not getting on the long voyage.
No.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm worried now about what I've been referred to by people like my wife or the people that I went on dates with before. What do you think my name would be if, like, say you were like what would Tim's nickname be?
No, I think yours, because you've got the crazy job, like, you'd have to be radio guy.
Radio
like, you'd
guy.
Be radio guy,
that's
for sure.
That's an easy
it's
one.
It's an easy one, but I do think that would be it. I also feel like any other description that I gave you right now could be hurtful.
Not appropriate. Yeah. I think maybe to like on the other side, like I don't think guys, again, at least not my mates, like we've never given nicknames to the girls. No, guys don't talk about it. That's the problem.
I can't imagine that. I did ask a few people around the office and said, like, do guys do this? And they said, absolutely not. No. But like, let's say hypothetically.
That would require opening up.
Hypothetically, if you were to give a nickname for me in this situation, where would you go with it?
Easy. Horse Flasher. Chatting to Horse Flasher the other day. She's going well. I think we're going to catch up this weekend.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Spoken about it a little bit over the last 2 weeks. Moving house on Friday. And I've never actually said it out loud on the show. I'm leaving Armstrong Creek, which I'm pretty sad about. I love being a creeker.
I mean, you're right near the Armstrong Creek barbecue, which is a real shame.
Yeah, that's been good, Armstrong barbecue. We'll miss you. But the best thing is, son's daycare is still in and around the area, so I'll get to be heading back in, so I'll still get to experience all the Barwon Heads Road fun. And, you know, I don't want to miss out on all those road works.
And, of course, visit your fish in the creek.
Yes.
Which we spoke about a little earlier. Check it out in the podcast.
Absolutely. But what I love about moving house, and we've had to do it a bit over the last a few years because the owners of these houses, because we're renters, keep wanting to get back in their house, something about the government and I can't keep up with all this negative gearing, yap, 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 whatever. Mm-hmm. So the owner's moving back in, so we had to get out. We found a place, we were moving there. But doing the purge, like whether it's hard rubbish, which we've organised, or we'll take some stuff to the tip. We've got some stuff in the bin. Every day I've gone to like the op shop or the Salvos and dropped off like clothes or plates and all these things.
I find it really hard to let go of things when I'm moving. I still have clothes from like 6 years ago that I'm just tracking around.
Nah, man. Like me and my wife. I didn't mean to get emotional.
No. A letter almost slipped out instead and it scared me. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, sorry. I thought that. I didn't. Okay. But this has been the best purge of all time because going through my box of just like loose paperwork that I've never properly like ordered, I was like, you know what? Now's the time. I'll do it. Get a system, whatever. I have found over $600 in gift cards and like random little bits and bobs, like whether it's like a Coles card that I've been given at Christmas 4 years ago. And remember when they took off expiry dates a few years ago? Mm-hmm. These have all happened after then. So they're just open-ended. I've got like $150 to Kerr Lewis at the Range.
That's so exciting.
That I got gifted on my 30th, which was 3 years ago. Yeah. I've got some Bunnings vouchers, Coles vouchers, and I'm like, it's literally like finding stacks of money.
It's treasure. It's incredible what you've found.
It's really good.
That's like free money as well. That's like not even, you don't even have to be responsible with that. No. You can literally buy whatever you want.
Well, because a lot of them are to different restaurants. So it's like, oh, well, yes, we need to. Like I can't spend this money on anything else. So I've got to. I could re-gift, but there's no purpose. There's no point. And I wanted to hit the phones on 5223295. What did you find moving house? Little treasures, things that had been missing for a really long time, things that you didn't want to find potentially. Like I know you've moved house a couple of times in the last few years, but if you're struggling with the purge, is it you find things and you just keep them?
What I found moving house, it's not a good story. I'm a bit nervous about telling this on air.
All right.
Look, we left our family home many years ago and we were going through a bunch of different sort of videotapes and stuff like that, some old home movies. And there was a few like that weren't titled. So obviously we're just like
VHS?
Yeah, VHS, like the ones from an old like hand cam, the old school ones. And so I was sort of looking through them and there was one that said untitled and it said like said untitled and then it said like / bad tape. And I thought, oh, maybe the tape didn't work. Maybe it was just like a bit of a bad one. And they were writing it on there to say bad tape. So obviously like don't use it. It's a bad tape.
Don't re, because you could use it, just rewrite over the VHS.
Yeah. So I popped it into the the video player and I was it was a bad tape. It was all scrambled and like just crazy. Then I heard something that startled me. So then I've turned the tape off because I just had a bad feeling about the tape. And it turns out it was a session on there. A session tape.
Of who?
My parents.
Oh, Lauren.
And they had taken that 20 years earlier.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. And I obviously never had to revisit that. I've turned it off and we've left it and moved on with our lives. But close call for me.
Really close. I'm so sorry. Do you need a hug?
I think that's the last thing I need from you right now.
It's Tim and Davo.
We discovered the other week that you and I are obsessed with close-up magic.
It's fun when you, like with a mate, and you go, oh, this is something we both really mess with. Yeah. And you really like magic.
I really like magic.
And we've been having fun. You've had some moments in the past where it's been so overwhelming to you. You've actually, been a bit dizzy, felt a bit sick, needed to spew just because you can't comprehend what's happening. And that's the magic of it, right?
Well, that's the magic of it. And I like to buy in. I met a magician once. I'm convinced he was a warlock. Okay. And I really mean that.
Well, I'm not sure if we've invited a warlock into the studio. But a magician called through and he said, "G'day, my name is Dazzling Dan. And I can do all of the things that you need." And he's joined us in the studio live now. Dazzling Dan from here in Geelong. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Great to be here.
He came in a puff of smoke. It was incredible. It is great to have you here, Dazzling Dan.
Thank you.
Now, first of all, I need to ask you, how did you get into magic?
Well, I was a bit of a class clown during primary school, and my mum knew a magician in their family, like my uncle, that was moving overseas. So he had a big wardrobe of magic tricks he had to get rid of. So I sort of jumped ahead from the toy, little plastic toy sets, to professional props as my first magic tricks. And I think that just got me kick-started.
Wow. So how long have you been doing magic now for, Dan?
30 years or so.
That's incredible.
That's incredible.
We love it. And you've done magic right around Australia. The last week or so, there's been the big... I want you to tell us exactly the name. We were looking at it the other day. Is it the Melbourne Magic Festival?
Melbourne Magic Festival. So indoor entertainment for the winter is why we do magic.
That's smart.
Now, is there a lot of secrecy within the magician community?
Secrecy, yes. With the invent of the internet and that, it's a bit hard. So you might have some hecklers that, you know, find the magic online and say, oh, I've seen this on YouTube or TikTok, and you know, but that's all part of it. That's always been part of it, people wanting to figure it out.
No, I don't want a bar of that. You buy into
these
magic.
Know.
No, you buy into the magic trick. Even if you reckon you know how it's done, you just buy in and enjoy it.
Now, later on, Dan's going to do some magic for us, Davo. So we are going to give you a heads up that that's going to happen. Is your stomach settled okay?
Yeah, because as you said, I have felt like I was going to vomit before from magic.
We don't want that. Now, not only are you a great magician, Dan, but you're also a teacher. And you were at the Magic Fest in Melbourne, you had a bit of a competition going on.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I'm actually the vice president of the Australian Institute of Magic.
that's a big title.
That's flash. So we put on the Melbourne Magic Festival, or the president, Tim Ellis, a famous Australian magician, he pretty much coordinates the whole festival. And part of that, we have a competition for under 18-year-olds. Throughout the year, I actually coach all these students from around Australia online, so we can bring them all together and they have a social jam and practice their tricks on the Zoom, you know, their magic.
Great.
And then we put on a performance in a theatre at the Melbourne Magic Festival for these under 18s to just get that experience and exposure.
How do we go in 2026?
It was a local Geelong boy, Sam Jenkins.
So
proud of him.
What has Sam got a magician name yet, or is he still? Do you have to graduate to that?
No, we ask the kids because I want to be called Miss, Magic, whatever.
Miss Magic,
Miss Magic's cute. I like that.
All right,
but no, just Sam Jenkins at the moment, which is good branding.
Congratulations to Sam for winning that. Now, Dan, Davo said she's been sick. We've mentioned that before from seeing close-up magic in the past.
It flips my tummy. Yeah.
What's the biggest reaction you've had from somebody when you've done magic to them?
Well, you're just jaw-dropping, and that's what's so good about live magic. Like, that has a visceral feeling because you've got magic on the screen where you're scrolling and you see something, but it's, a camera trick. And we call it eye candy magicians because eye candy, you look at it and go, oh, that's cool, but then you move on. But when it's live, you can't depend on camera tricks or camera angles. It's all casting a spell over you. So if you've had...
The language.
Yeah. That's true. If you see close-up magic live in person, it's not camera tricks. You're actually the magician's manipulating your brain, breaking your reality. So it's good fun have it live.
This has been a running theme for the last few weeks. We love magic. We love up-close magic. And we found a local magician who we've been chatting to, and he's finally in the studio.
Yeah, alakazam, it's Dazzling Dan.
Hello. We appreciate you sticking around. We're going to get into some magic now. And from what Dan was telling me in that song, Dabba, because we just asked you to leave the studio, is that people can play along with you.
Okay.
So how's your stomach? Because we don't want you to get sick.
I'm a little nervous. My hands are sweaty, but that's all right.
All right.
So sweaty hands, not good for a magician.
We've got a couple of tricks. So, Dan, what is this first trick that we're going to be doing? Magic.
Well, everyone loves the Village People. So I want everyone to think about their favourite Village People song. We've got a list. So if you want to read them out, just quick list.
Yeah. So we've got YMCA, Go West, Macho Man, In the Navy, and Can't Stop the Music.
Okay. Awesome. So think of your favorite YMCA song, and we're going to use your hand to do the magic. So I want you to imagine that your thumb represents a letter A, your index finger B, C for your middle finger, D for your ring finger, and E, because we're going to choose a letter from your favorite Village People song. Mm-hmm. And to make it simple, if I was to choose YMCA, I'm going to grab a letter like A. I'd grab my thumb, that's A, or YMCA, we've got a C in there. I could grab my middle finger representing C. I hope that's clear. Your thumb is following? A,
yes,
B,
so
C,
far.
D, E on your hand. Choose your favorite Village People song and grab a letter from the title and your hand. Grab a finger or thumb, whatever corresponds. Have okay. we done that, Dave?
Yes.
All right. So now I'm going to ask you to move left or right. So grab the finger or thumb, whatever's beside it, and we're going to move three times. So you're jumping from one to the next, and we'll do that now. So touch the one beside it. That's one move. And again, two and three. Yeah. All right. So have you moved three times?
Yeah.
All right. Now I can't see your hand, and I can't see everyone, your listeners' hands. I'm getting a magical feeling that nobody's holding their thumb. So keep holding whatever it is that you're holding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want you to keep holding the finger you're holding, but close your thumb. Just lower that. Okay, so now we're down to four. And I want you to do the same again. We're going to move three times, left or right. Obviously, if you're on the end, you have to go back towards the center, but let's jump three times. One, two, three. So I have no idea. You might be on the same finger. You might have ended up on a different finger having moved three times, but I'm getting a magical feeling. You're not holding your pointy finger. Is that right, Davo?
That's right.
And I have a feeling no one in radio, like, this is a quidinky coincidence, but if you can, keep holding that finger you're on now and close your index finger as well. So we're down to three fingers. We might just move one more time. So left or right or to the middle, whatever. Move one. Have you done that?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Oh, I am getting a magical feeling that you're holding your ring finger. Is that correct?
Yeah.
David, don't guess which one you're holding because I can't see you. And I believe everyone's holding their ring finger. Now, Davo, in front of you, I have a picture. I'm well away from that piece of paper. I actually wrote down on my ring finger the name of a song. Mm-hmm. What is it?
In the Navy.
And on that piece of paper, there's five different song names on a piece of paper with my hand on. What's on the ring finger?
In the Navy.
What's that in the background?
We've been playing it the whole time.
What?
In the Navy.
That's crazy.
So you picked In the Navy.
Yes.
Okay. That's a coincidence.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting, Dave. Bit of magic, isn't it?
That is razzle dazzle.
How are you feeling? Just quickly before we move on to the
Very
next one.
Very nervous, bit sweaty. I'm so sweaty, dude.
I'm glad. That's why the ink would go everywhere if I did that.
Okay, we're loving it. Dazzling Dan is about to get into his second magic trick. Now, Davo, before we came live as well, you were given a deck of cards by Dazzling Dan. Have you got that deck of cards there?
I certainly do. Personalised. Very nice, Dazzling Dan.
There we go. All right, Dan. here's our final magic trick for this afternoon. Here we go. Okay.
Okie dokie. So if anyone listening has a pack of cards and is not driving,
yes,
you can play along and we will have you do some magic with your cards. But first, Tim's going to select a card the old-fashioned way. I'll just flick through all the cards, as you can see. Oh. When you're ready, call out stop. Now I can see that one, the Ten of Diamonds. But just to take the next one, don't show me.
I've got hold on to it.
Nice.
All good?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. So you have a pack of cards at home, play along. We need 10 cards. Count onto the table in front of you, 10 cards. And place the rest of the deck
counter over there,
well out of the way. So get rid of the rest of the deck so we don't get confused.
Right.
We have 10 cards. Now, an easy way to shuffle cards is to just deal them into two piles. So do that now. Just one card off the top, face down onto the left, and then one to the right. That's one, two, and just keep going. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
All right.
Okie dokie. Now, we're going to choose a card. So from either pile, I want you to cut. Now, there's not many cards, but when we cut the pack, we take a few off the top. So just pick up a few cards off the top of one of the piles, straighten it up in your hands, and then have a sneaky peek at the bottom card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, everyone out there listening, if you're playing along, will have a different card. I understand that. And I'd like you to place this pack that's in your hands on, back, not on the same pile that you cut from, but the larger of the two piles.
Okay.
So just drop them on top. So I don't know what card you chose. I wasn't looking at your card either,
no,
was I?
No.
And I don't know where it is. Oh, as for the little pile, the loose ones, we'll pop those on top of the big pile as well.
Okay, yeah.
All right. All right. So, again, stay I don't know what or where. Now, we'll pick up just that top card. I know that can't possibly be the card. Mm-hmm. That'd be magic. That's a different trick. And I want you to wave it around like a magic wand. Okay. Wave it around over the top of the
magic,
deck.
Magic, magic, abracadabra, alakazam.
You do need the magic word.
Yes, you do.
Otherwise, we're just fooling ourselves. Okay. Has to be magic. Now, Tim, you have a card.
Yeah, I do.
That you've got your own card for this trick.
Yeah.
We just need the number. Hopefully it's not a joker or anything.
Okay. I can safely say the number to both of you right now.
Yep.
The number is four.
Okay. Four. So we are going to count four cards from the top of this pile.
Not including your wand?
Not including the wand.
Okay.
No, but just one, two, three. And I want you to look at the fourth card because that's the card Tim chose. And Davo, is that fourth card after counting four?
Yes.
Is it your card?
Yes, it is. It certainly is.
Man, your poker face.
The big Cheshire Cat grin. Is the eight of hearts?
Eight of hearts. There you go. So that was your card.
That was my card.
Wow, dazzling, Dan. Is that? And that's the magic.
And everyone should have their card at whatever number you chose.
Yeah. I had one card, so I had the four of hearts the whole time.
Incredible.
So, dazzling, Dan. How are you feeling, David? Do you need a bucket?
No, I really liked that. I feel good. I'm happy. I'm energized. That's amazing. Okay. I feel magic.
Well, thank you. Dazzling, Dan. We know the school holidays is a very busy time for you. But if people listening want to get in touch with you, and because we know you go out and you do lots of parties and lots of private events, how can they do that, Dan?
Best way is through my website, dazzlingdan.com. You can find all the different magic shows I do, not just for children, adults and festivals and schools and end of year parties. I am very busy and not in the office for the next week, so I do apologise if I'm delayed replying.
Well, I think safely now, Dave O'Geelong's favourite magician by far.
Definitely mine for sure. Well done, Dazzling Dan.
Go. Thank you very much, Dan.
You're welcome.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Dave O.